Have you ever hidden in shadows before, Chris?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Like literal shadows? Okay. So our question this morning has been, why do we have to make such a big deal about people being gay? I mean, think about this for a second. This is all over the internet. It's like the first thing you see on every web page is, Lance Bass, I'm gay, you know? And then you go, wait a minute. I kind of had that hunch, and what is his relevance right now to the rest of us? When was he in a band that was popular?
You said he was going to be in a sitcom.
Right, well, he is, but we have no idea where it's even going to be on at.
That's true.
You know? It's just, he's not, I mean, if Timberlake came out right now and said, I'm gay, it's like, whoa, you're with Cameron Diaz, man. What's been going on then, you know? That's a big story. Timberlake's huge right now.
I had no idea Cameron Diaz was a man.
Yeah. You'd be really confused. So why do we make such a big deal out of this?
Well, I was okay with it when I thought they were all gay.
All the members of NSYNC?
But, well, I think that it's being gay is seen in our society as an imperfection, and it's a lot easier to deal with, or it's a lot easier to hide our insecurities behind other people's imperfections. And I think it's just a lack of understanding or a lack of wanting to understand. And so it's easier just to say, well, you know, to pick on them or whatever. I mean, I've had gay guy friends. I have women friends who are lesbians. It's not... As Americans, we have all kinds of rights, but we don't have the right to choose who we love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of an oxymoron, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But as far as whatever Lance is doing, it doesn't affect the people that are talking about him. I mean, if anybody, 13 and 14-year-old girls should be angry about it. I mean, if guys are seriously going to be mad about it, I mean, you have to take a step back and be like, what, do you want him? Or,